you have your Bibles tonight and you would indulge me here, glory. I draw your attention to Psalm 121. I believe Sister Heather read this Sunday. My memory serves me right.
Yeah.
Good. Makes me feel better. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord's been speaking to my heart about this psalm and a few other verses of Scripture that we're going to read all this week. And that's why I decided just to take tonight and bring the other brethren in the coming weeks. I'm going to try to pass something on to you. And I know we've read these verses over and over and over again, but it doesn't mean we've always believed these verses over and over again. John said that he believed the love that God had to all of us. The reason why we're all still here is because along the way we had to believe somewhere. We chose to believe God loves me, or else we would have stayed in failure. We would have fallen short and stayed short by our mistakes. But because we believed the love of God, by believing, we also allowed the love of God to lift us up, which meant at that moment in my life, at that moment in your life, you had to believe all over again that he was the Savior of the world. And that he was still the Savior that first found you, and that your mistake didn't diminish his Savior qualities. Let's read Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Praise God. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, we just read 8 verses full of promises that God will never break. Hallelujah. For he hath said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's pray and ask God to help us tonight. Lord, help us tonight to be completely engulfed, enriched, and just saturated with the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I'm asking that, Lord, you drive out anything that speaks otherwise. And let, Lord, the peace of God and the presence of God and the knowledge of God and the awareness of God and the truth of God and the promises of God to take precedent and have preeminence in this time together. Oh, hallelujah. And give the devil a big black eye for us all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, I will love you. 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 My helper, I will love you. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I know we've heard this preached many a times, not just by me. Others have preached, I'm pretty sure, Brother Bradley and Brother Rick have gone over it a couple of times, and we know Pastor's gone over it many times in 32 years that he was with us. You can never exhaust the Word of God, because we're people, and we live life, and we live it every day. And there'll always be a time when a psalm becomes brand new all over again for us based upon what we're going through. But the question that comes to my heart is whether or not this time we will believe it, that we will embrace it, that we will be like Pastor, as some of you know the story, At a moment in his life when he lost it all, he just, instead of doing the wrong thing, he went and embraced a tree. And by embracing the tree, he wasn't reaching for the tree to be his help, but he was hanging on to the tree while calling on the name of his help so that he didn't yield to his humanity and do something that would have changed his life in a very different direction for the rest of his life. But instead, he made a choice. He made a choice. He said, I will lift up my eyes. And by hanging on to that tree, he knew he would be hanging on to God. And he would force himself to look and call upon the name of the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Sometimes we need to be reminded of where our help comes from and where it doesn't come from. It doesn't come from my thoughts. It doesn't come from my emotions. It doesn't come from my humanity. It doesn't come from a pillbox. It doesn't come from somebody's dumb philosophy that they posted on Facebook through a picture meme. It doesn't come from positive mental thinking, and it doesn't come from spending $100 for a shrink to try to figure out who we are. There comes a time when your spirit, soul, and your body needs to recognize I've got one place to go where my help comes from. And I'm going to take myself there. Myself don't want to go there, but myself needs to go there. My help made heaven and earth. And that's what I feel tonight. I feel that emphasis on think about who your help is. My help made heaven and earth. Carolyn and I watched several National Geographic episodes on Mars and the latest discoveries and the rovers and the photographs and the video coverage and the massive stuff that centuries of humanity never got to see. But we saw it. And you just stand back in utter amazement. Our help made that. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your help made that. And you got to, through technology in the 21st century, look at stuff that we read that he has made. And that same God who made all of that, that caused us to go, whoa, says, I'm your help. You're in good hands with God. Forget Allstate. You're in good hands with God. And it just needs to sink through our brains that my helper is the one who spoke. And darkness could not stop his word. He said, in the midst of gross darkness, let there be light. My help did that. Darkness does not diminish God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Isn't that what 1 John chapter 1 says? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So when gross darkness comes, when thick darkness, when we're surrounded by walls of darkness, it does not stop God from being what God actually is in his being. He is no less light because our darkness seems big. I feel not so much comical, but I just feel like it's in order just to say, my help made heaven and earth. My help made the mountains. My help made the sea. My help made the depths of the sea as storehouses for water. My help made all the creatures in the ocean. My help, the one who promised, he promised us, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I've got you. They're spending billions of dollars to discover stuff my help made. That same one that they're trying to disprove, and they can't, is our helper. Praise God. That's personal. That just doesn't change. You may not see the heavens when the clouds are there, but you know they're there. My help. See, there are times, look, there are times even when the preacher needs God to say, I'm your help. When the preacher even needs to be refreshed and come to an awareness, my help made heaven and earth. My help made the church. You think I rely on intellectual study and years of experience, even the pastor of church? You're out of your mind. I rely upon, I will lift up my eyes. I know where to go when I feel inadequate. I know where to go when I feel inexperienced. I know where to go when I feel like I'm in territory that got me green behind the ears. I know where to go when I feel like he should have chosen somebody else as an overseer. I know where to go when I feel tired, when I feel wore out, when I feel like I haven't done enough. I know where to go when it seems like the enemy sometimes wins. I know where to go. The hill hasn't removed itself, and the one on the hill hasn't removed himself. He still owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and as one preacher said, all the potatoes in it. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father made heaven and earth, and he wants you to feel that when you read this verse. He wants your soul to become elated in the idea that I'm lifting up my eyes, not just to a deity who made everything that I recognize he's made everything. He's wanting you to take it at a personal level. And he's wanting you to be aware that I am the one who made heaven and earth, and I'm your help. Right. And when you go to prayer, when you call upon my name, I want you just to feel this. My help made heaven and earth. So he's going to hear me. And he's going to take care of this. And he's more than able to do it. Glory. And I will not cheapen him because of what's going on between my two ears. I will not cheapen him because of the darkness that I see in this world. I will not cheapen and somehow feel like he is less than when he is not. He is greater than. Hallelujah. It's not equal to him. It is not greater than him. He is greater than it all. Hallelujah. So when the enemy wants to lie to me and say, you're worthless, I get to say, my help made heaven and earth. My help comes from the Lord. Are you the Lord? Then shut up. Praise the Lord. Are you the Lord? Shut up if you're not the Lord. Because you didn't make heaven and earth. Your hands didn't make all these things. You didn't stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You didn't speak and it come to pass. He did. And he's saying, you've got the right to call upon my name. It's personal. I'm a child of God, and he's our God. He's our help. I hope you hear that before I move on here. My help. I've got a right to get excited about what my help has done because it makes my situation look so small. But we're people, we're so good at making anthills a monument and a mountain. And what happens is we allow fear and doubt to enter in. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not sleep. When you need to be kept, in other words, he's going to keep you. You're not going to have to wake him up. He's not on the bottom of the boat anymore. Praise the Lord. And even when he was in the days of his flesh, he still had it under control. That's why he said, why are you so afraid? Let that sink in through the storm, that word. He spoke that word while they were going through it. Stood up in that boat and showed them that he was greater than the storm. And then said, why were you so afraid? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And I read that faith works by love. God wants you to love him. And he wants you to believe in his love. And he wants you to believe the promises that love has made. That I will never leave you. That I will keep you. I will not allow your foot to be moved. Oh, hallelujah. Look, darkness can't just come snatch you out of his hand. Come on, don't forget the word of God. We're in John 10 now. Praise the Lord. No man plucks them out of my hand. Your help said that. Praise God. So when anything in life says, you're done, you're through, I'm going to pluck you out of this thing, you just say, my help said, nuh-uh. My help made heaven and earth. And he said, nuh-uh. He said, I'm not going nowhere. I don't know about you, but that excites me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the Lord that works with us. And I can get excited about that. I can get excited about God. I can see things fresh all over again when I feel like things are getting cloudy. And I can start looking in the wrong way with the wrong set of glasses on. That the Lord can come through and say, hey, don't forget who your help is here. And then it sort of just resets everything like we were talking about a few services ago. Sometimes it just takes time to allow things to bleed in to our humanity and to our life and just let the word of God become new and living to you so that you're not operating on a church service should never be a patch. It should never be treated as a cup of coffee, right? Just to get you going for a little while. Caffeine wears off. That's why people go back for another cup. Jesus, he don't wear off. You might wear off, but he don't wear off. He always smells good. He's that deodorant that's 24/7, 365. Let me finish here before we go to Hebrews 13. The Lord is your keeper. An emphasis on the Lord is. So whatever he is, he still is. He's still your keeper. But we all struggle sometimes in being kept. Because to be kept means I surrender to be kept. Just like I surrender to believe. It's true. I got to surrender to believe. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from where my help comes from, because that's where it comes from. And I have to humble myself. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I have to humble myself and yield myself to the knowledge that my help comes from here. And I will go there no matter how I feel, no matter how I feel about myself. Sometimes I disappoint me. And, you know, there's some people that think, you know, that the preacher's Superman. He's not Superman. He can get disappointed, frustrated, angry, just like you do. He can get weak, just like you do. He can get discouraged, just like you do. He can struggle, just like you do. Be careful that you put people on a pedestal so high that you make a god out of them. The Lord, we all need to be kept. The Lord is your keeper. But again, we have to be reminded of this so that whatever it is that we go through, even if it's really good, but just lots of challenges, and you can have good challenges, not always bad. You can just have good things, but they're just sort of like good impossible things. How do we get there? How do we do it? And we have to be kept by the same God who keeps us when things aren't going so good. The Lord is your keeper. Aren't you glad that he'll preserve you? He's your shade upon your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. None of this changes. And let me say this before we go to Hebrews 13. None of this changes. Nothing changes about God. At all. When he says, I am that I am, that's constant. That never, ever, ever changes. And all of us, every one of us in this room, at some point in our Christian experience, are going to have to absorb that understanding so that we allow ourselves to believe the word of God when it comes time to encourage ourselves. One of the biggest blessings I ever learned in my early walk with God was learning how to encourage myself in the Lord. Learning in the off days, when I wasn't around all of you, and I was really new. But when I learned how to encourage myself, when the Amalekites wanted to come and burn my Ziklag and steal all my blessings from Sunday service, I had to learn to go out and get them back. I had to learn, wait a minute, he did not give me this on Sunday night so that I could get, you know, overcome Monday through Wednesday and come crawling through the church doors on Thursday. Oh, God. We all have to learn, because we're not always going to be there for one another. But we need to learn God's always there. And that he's given us something that's spiritual and powerful and real that we can encourage ourselves with. See, David was left with no, he had to encourage himself or he was going to die. He had 600 mighty men and they all lost their wives and kids too. And they were looking at their town burning with fire. And they all said, well, this is what we get for following David. And they wanted to stone him, because everybody was just so distraught. Remember, they cried so much that they couldn't cry anymore. They were just worn out. David said, I'm going to lift up my eyes. So that's a conscious decision to encourage yourself, to say, I know what to do, and I know where to go. This is how we win battles. But I had to learn that early on. I had to learn how to overcome myself, because I was always going up and then down, up and then down, up and then down. And I was barely just, you know, walking through the door and needing Brother Bradley to say, you coming to pray? Thank God for 30 minutes before church, Brother Bradley. It's like Thursday. Oh, God, I made it. One of those people been in the air for like 20 hours and they fall on the ground and they kiss the ground once they get there. That's how I felt like when I came to Thursday church service. I made it. Oh, God. When 9:30 came and the service was over, I was like, oh, God, it's over. 2 days till Sunday. Now, that's a bad way to live. But, you know, it's just the way we live sometimes. I'm just talking about me. That's how I was. Thank God I learned that he's a keeper. All right, Hebrews 13. And he's a preserver. And that my Christian experience, it was not a bucket with holes in it. All right, Hebrews 13, we're going to begin at verse 5. Doctor's got me on progressive lenses now, so I'm trying to get used to them. Everything's sort of doing, you know, this weird thing, and I have to kind of do this. Yeah, can't do that anymore. It's kind of weird. Makes you feel like, you know, your equilibrium's off. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Let me read that one more time to you. We can think about covetousness as being discontent with what we have. Don't have enough money, not enough clothes. Everybody else has a better car than me. You know, why do I always have to suffer? I'm a Christian, you know. Feel like you need to find one of those prosperity preachers on YouTube to make you believe that God really wants me to be rich. I'm so tired of being poor. Yeah, I guess that's, you know, some form of covetousness if you're just not satisfied and you're always wanting, lacking, and just, you know, never have enough and can never be satisfied. There's no contentment there. That's one way to look at it, but what if we talk about covetousness in a deeper way? What if I'm discontent with God? What if I'm discontent on the idea he's my helper? That was kind of weird to me when I was thinking about it, because I never kind of looked at it in that way, where I could be covetous to the point where I'm unsatisfied or I'm dissatisfied with his provision. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Isn't that what Paul said to the Philippians? He said, look, you've blessed me once and twice and three times over. I can't repay what you people of God are giving to me, but my God, who is our keeper, who is our helper, who promised I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't want my manner of life to express discontent by a display of covetousness as if I'm looking somewhere else for my help. Because then I would be displaying that I'm not content, that he is my helper. So it's deeper than just natural things. It's everything. Spirit, soul, and body. And covetousness is deeper than just coveting things, especially stuff you shouldn't covet. Or, you know, it's interpreted as, I had known lust, except the word said, thou shalt not covet. So when we look at lust, it's not just about sexual lust or wealth lust. As Paul was talking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, when he said, gain is not godliness, but godliness with contentment is great gain. But what about lust if I'm lusting after other things to be my satisfaction and help? And if I'm not, I'm wondering if God will look at us and say that we're displaying covetousness when we will not, and we cannot, because of fear or doubt, hardness of heart, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Because when we say, the Lord is my helper, it is a statement of surrender. Amen. In content. I'm content. My help made heaven and earth. And I'm content with that. I'm content with, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I don't have to call anywhere else. I will call upon the name of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hope that made sense. Praise God. Maybe a little different way of looking at it, you know, as far as covetousness. And I don't want to be that way, and I know you don't. I don't want to display it in that way. I want to just surrender to, listen to what this is saying, and I'm give me a few more minutes here. Listen to what the scripture is saying. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And because he said that, it enabled us to boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He said, so I could say. So I want to say, because he said, the Lord is on my side, whom shall I fear? What can man do unto me? Right? Psalm 118, verse 6. That's what the writer is referencing here. The Lord who is and is to come, he said, I will never leave you. Can I trust that? Absolutely. That's right. That's the question here. Am I trusting that? Because if I trust it and I am confident and I am persuaded and I embrace this promise of God that he said he will never leave me, then that's going to cause me and invoke me to boldly say, not just say, but boldly say, the Lord's my helper. The Lord is my helper. My help cometh from the Lord. I will not talk to anybody else about this but the Lord. I will not trust anything else but the Lord. Because he's a source of trust. I'm calling upon the one who will preserve me, who will keep me, who will not allow the world to smite me, who will not allow the cares of this life to overcome me. Oh, I hope I'm getting through here. Because this is like a message that could just refresh you if you're needing it. Maybe you're all right and you don't need it, but I'm just saying my soul can be refreshed in the knowledge and the recognition that, man, my help made heaven and earth. I'm going to be all right. Because that help told me he'd never leave me. He'd never forsake me. That means nothing that I'm going through is going to make him, like, not be there. And if he can create Mars and Jupiter and Venus and Saturn and galaxies into space that seems to go on and on and on, what can he do for me? Oh, praise God. In other words, I know he's going to do, and he's more than able to do. And I surrender to his do. And that's the key here tonight. And I hope I'm not being too loud. The key is I surrender with all of my heart. I believe with all of my heart. I am persuaded. That's what Paul said. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Why? Because my help said, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. There's no man, there's no power, there's no principality. There's nothing in this world that is capable of removing you from God and removing God from you. Oh, hallelujah. Let's love him. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think it's a good idea. Maybe some do this in a wrong way, but I think it's a really good idea that you know, faith comes by hearing, and that's what the scripture says in Romans 10, and hearing by the word of God. It's not all about the preacher preaching and you hearing the word. Sometimes it's about you speaking the word and giving yourself a boost of confidence by hearing the word, by you speaking the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. When we're dull of hearing, speak the word. And believe the word. And the word will invoke your ability and my ability to hear what's being said. Because sometimes, because of life, we don't hear. Oh, we're hearing, but we're not hearing. But faith comes by hearing. If we can get to a point where we hear, Brother Rick, the word of God, it will bring faith. And it will bring that confidence, and it will snap us out of the intense moment of despair like David was in, and it will say, you know, I know what to do. I'm going to take my barren womb to the Lord. I'm going to take my burning city to the Lord. I'm going to ask the Lord if I can get it all back. Isn't that amazing? Now, he didn't know if they were all alive or not. They weren't there, so he just assumed they carried him off. The Amalekites are just having a big old time. They killed Saul, killed his two sons, and they're just making heyday, you know, the ones that shouldn't have existed if Saul obeyed God. Yet David was just bold enough to say, Lord, shall I pursue? The Lord said, go for it, and you'll recover it all. Sometimes we just have to fight, knowing the Lord's our helper. Amen. You're going to recover all. Not some of it, all of it. All of it. I learned to recover all of my joy. When Monday through Wednesday, there was stuff trying to kill me. I learned how to fight. I learned how to encourage myself. I learned how to pray and call upon God, who's worthy of my praise. I learned, praise God, through prayer and fasting. I learned that God was my helper, that God was my refuge. And that he's alive in the church service, outside the church service. He's alive all the time. Hallelujah. And because he said, I will never leave you, it caused me to boldly say, the Lord's my helper. That's how he wants us to be. He wants us to be a bunch of children of God who are just fixed on, the Lord's my helper. It doesn't mean we're not going to experience rough stuff and go through stuff. This isn't, you know, fairy tale stuff I'm preaching. It just means there's stuff we know and that we're persuaded of. And that the adversity is not going to persuade us away from it. All right, let me finish reading here. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So what I was trying to say earlier is when you hit that prayer room, speak the word of God. Profess. If it's something negative or positive, profess the word. Speak the word. You'd be surprised. And I've said it before in different ways, but I'll say it again. You'll be surprised at the change of atmosphere that comes when you speak to whatever it is and say, my help made heaven and earth. My help made heaven and earth and the sea and everything under the earth. The one who is close to me, one with me, made all things. His hand made everything, and he testified that the darkness and the light are both alike to him, so that I can never, ever be hid from God. No one is hid from the eyes of him with whom we have to do, Hebrews 4. Can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? So I am unhid. I shouldn't be afraid of that. I should be encouraged by that. Praise God that I serve a mighty God who's full of light. Thank you, Jesus. Look, there's times when you just got to speak the word of faith of things that are not as though they were. And know God's going to back your word. Praise the Lord. Why do you think it didn't rain for 3.5 years? Because Elijah stepped up and said, you people are nasty. No rain. Prayed, God, shut up the heavens. And the Lord said, okay. Do you believe that? Do you believe your prayer is that powerful? That you could speak a word over this and say, you're coming down. This is going to stop. The power of God's going to prevail. I'm getting all my stuff back. Oh, hear the word of God tonight. Do not let the Amalekites torment you. Don't let darkness torment you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is my helper. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. A present help. Amen. God shall help her. Talking about the church, and that right early. You know what Jesus testified? He'll help her in that right early. Then when I call, he said he'd answer. And he'd do it quickly. Let me finish here, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken the word of God unto you, whose faith follow, considering, listen to this, considering the end of their conversation, which is not covetousness, but it is Jesus Christ. The end of their conversation. The end of their manner of life. Watch, when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, what's standing there is Jesus Christ, the helper, the same. Yesterday, I will never leave you. Today, I will never leave you. And forever, I will never leave you. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, I will never forsake you. Today, I will not forsake you. And forever, I will never forsake you. What's it saying? It's saying, follow the people of God who have learned how to follow the one who is the same, who is the helper, who never changes. Let's stand. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He has chosen us and ordained us that we should go, right, and bring forth fruit. We have to learn how to act upon what we know about him and not wait for him to act first. We act and he proves. But the reason we act is because we're persuaded. They shall lay hands on the sick. Didn't say they shall recover and then lay hands on the sick. It said they shall and I will. Praise the Lord. He said, I will never, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is. And so we trust the word of God and we act upon the word of God. And the Lord says, that's right. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. That's right. Be healed. That's right. Praise the Lord. Throw your stone and watch Goliath come down. That's right. David threw the stone first. Throw your stone. He threw the stone because he knew Goliath was going to die. He didn't throw the stone thinking, wow, this is going to, I really need all five of these rocks. I hope it works. He's got a shield bearer. He's completely armed and armored. He's a walking tank on two legs. He's like 9'9". No, David threw the stone because of what he knew about his help. I pray because of what I know about my help. And God wants to be believed. And when we pray, he's saying, I want you to be persuaded about what you know I'm fixing to do. No doubts. Because he that doubteth is damned if he eat. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we're not going to be of that crowd. We're just going to believe God. We pray because we believe God. We pray because we know he's our help. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Oh, let's give him some praise. Even if it hurts, let's give him some praise. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Lord, we speak the name of the Lord Jesus over every single thing in our lives. Even if it's impossible, we speak Jesus' name, the helper, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. If he's ever blessed you before, he will bless you now. He's going to bless you in the future, too. No problems. Government can't stop that. Craziness in the world can't stop the blessings of God. We're not worried about them. They don't know who they're up against. So huff and puff. We have a stone. You want to meet the stone in the right way. You just don't want it coming at you in the wrong way. You fall on this stone and get broken. It falls on you, you're in trouble. Praise the Lord. God's so good. Brother Bradley, come in and do some prayer, would you? I just feel like preaching more and just seeing you continue to be blessed. But let's rejoice before we go.
Amen. Just love a minute. Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, without you, Lord, we are undone. We are lost, God. We have no direction. We have no sight. We are blind and ignorant, Lord. Oh, but with your help, Lord, we're able to go through all things. All things. We can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Amen. We have a helper. It's already been mentioned, but just believe what was preached today. Just keep it in your heart. When life comes on you like a snowfall and you just can't get your way out of it, just remember, he's there with you. Nothing can overtake us. Nothing can beat us. Nothing can turn us aside unless we want to be. But with Christ in us and the hope of glory, that's our hope. We'll push through whatever's in front of us to reach that reward. But we have a helper that can't fail. It cannot fail, will not fail. If we push forward, he's pushing with us. If we get to be slowing down, he'll pull us along. He's our helper in all things. So let's, one more time, let's just think about what the word was preached And when you're worshiping God right now, just call him your helper. Tell him that that you believe that he is our helper. And that from this point forward, nothing should be able to overtake us because we have him as our help. Amen. Jesus.